Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Arms for CCR to Senate Bill 277.
Clerk Reed.
CCR to Senate Bill 277 by Schultz of the Senate and Arms of the House, an act relating to game and fish.
Representative Arms, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is in response to the Coast Guard that would basically like to control the striper fishing industry at Lake Texoma. They want to put a captain's license on since it's a core lake, and the Wildlife Department requested this language so the Wildlife Department can control and govern the striper industry at Texoma rather than the Coast Guard. Much more usable, user-friendly regulations, much easier for our Wildlife Department to govern that than the Coast Guard, which is very heavy-handed. There was a congressional deal a few years ago that put a moratorium on this. It ran out, so the Wildlife Department needs to take some state language forward to make sure that they can control this industry in a responsible manner. Thank you. Move.
Representative Rich, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, there are some reports from guides on Texoma that the Texas wildlife people are being very oppressive to the Oklahoma fishermen and the guides there, and they're not fishing on the Texoma, Texas side. Can you explain why this is going on, or why are they doing this?
I'm really not sure about that particular issue of why the Texas side would be heavy-handed, but generally, in a striper fisherman or a striper guide, let's say a striper fisherman might be your eye, but a guide would actually be licensed on both sides. You'll have a Texas license as well as an Oklahoma license. What this does is just allows Oklahoma, and Texas has already done this exact thing to keep the Coast Guard kind of out of their business because, I mean, let's face it, a striper guide doesn't need a captain's license, and that's what this is to prevent. And I don't know about, Dr. Ritz, about your issue, about them being heavy-handed. I don't know how that's all working, but what we need to do on the Oklahoma side is just get basically the same regulation in and let our Wildlife Department license those guys and take care of the, you know, governing that entity rather than the Coast Guard, which is, I mean, that's all this does. But I've heard some of the same things that you have, and I appreciate the question. We do need to look into that also. Thank you.
Members of the House, come to order. Members, take your seats. Take your conversations outside. Members are trying to hear the questions and answers.
I can't hear thunder, Mr. Speaker.
You and Representative Dank. Representative Roan, you're recognized for a question.
Mr. Speaker, could you repeat the joke? Representative Dank missed it.
Representative Roan, you're recognized.
I'm over here, Representative. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is there any fish felonies in this, Representative Arms?
Just as long as you don't shoot fish from a helicopter, I think you'll be okay.
Follow up, you recognize?
That was my next question. Would it allow you to fish from a helicopter?
Well, maybe trolling, but only with a certain kind of bait, you know, and I think that'd be an inappropriate way to fish, and I sure wouldn't condone that. No felonies.
Representative McCullough, you're recognized for a question on the report. Representative McCullough, do you have a question on the report?
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker. My desk mate was, anyway.
I'm not surprised.
Thank
you're recognized.
You. Representative Arms, I note that in the bill, and again, I take at face value everything you said on it. It does say that, however, you must obtain a license if you are going to provide these guiding activities for any compensation, any other compensation, or it's a misdemeanor. So you maybe there's a scenario in which your buddy knows where a good fishing hole is. You promise him a 12-pack of Keystone Light or something. You go out there, you get a little fishing done, and maybe the game wardens pull up, and you know the conversation ensues. What's going on? And you get an overzealous warden and decides to, you know, essentially arrest the guy for a misdemeanor. Do you believe that that's a scenario that's possible under this, or do you think that, or could you assuage my concerns?
I understand what you're asking, and thank you for the question, but I think that'd be a stretch, honestly. I think that the overriding issue here is that who do we want in charge of licensing and governing the striper industry? Our Wildlife Department is absolutely for this industry. I mean, it's a huge economic impact to the Medill area, and I think those areas down there, it's a big deal. I mean, this striper industry is big. What we don't want is a heavy-handed federal agency coming in and being the governing body for these licensing or licensing process. Our wildlife department's perfectly aware of this industry. They're friendly to this industry. They know it's a very important economic engine for that area, as well as the lake. So we just have to do that, and it's a local control issue, actually. It's a way for the local people, meaning the state of Oklahoma, to be in charge. I think your scenario could happen, but I'd say we'd be a little over cautious in thinking that might happen, because, again, the wildlife department's in charge. They know if me and you go fishing and you bring a six-pack of Dr. Pepper, that we would be fishing as buddies, not as you being a striper guide. Those guides are licensed. Their boats are marked, I believe. They know who they are. So thank you, though.
Representative Buck, you're recognized for a question on the bill? On the report, rather.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Arms, it's my understanding, and I want to make sure it's your understanding as well, as the striper guides at Lake Texoma are in favor of this fee. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I believe they'd rather have Richard Hatcher as the new commissioner being over them than somebody that Nancy Pelosi likes.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Arms, there's adoption of the CCR to Senate Bill 277. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR say aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 277 by Schultz of the Senate and Arms of the House, an act relating to game and fish.
Representative Arms moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is shall the bill pass? Clerk, like the machine, starts announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative McDaniel Genie votes aye. Representative Key votes aye. Representative Pruitt votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representative Reniger votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Reynolds votes no. Representatives Miller, Blackwell, Kiesel, Williams, Brandon and Bailey, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
87 ayes, 6 nays.
You received a majority vote of those elected in constant House. Declare the bill to have passed. Representative Arms now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote of the emergency. Without objection, that'll be the order. Declare the vote.
87 ayes, 6 nays.
Having received two-thirds vote of those elected in constant House, declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.